You're listening to Tapestry Talk, a podcast series in which three of our culturally well-placed priests take a look at the exhibition commemorating the Holy Father's historic visit to the UK. Raphael Cartoons and Tapestries for the Sistine Chapel is currently running at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Join Fathers Christopher Whitehead and Michael McAndrew in conversation with aficionado Father James Hamvey as they lift the lid on Raphael's Renaissance masterpieces.
The cartoons and the tapestries of Raphael that have been brought together as a result of the papal visit is an extraordinary opportunity culturally and spiritually, and it makes us aware of really one of the other great functions of the Vatican itself. People often look at the Vatican and they say, oh, it's just got so many treasures and so much wealth, and what's it doing with all of this? And they fail to see that actually it's not a way of hoarding wealth or beauty or art. It's actually holding a patrimony of art for the whole of humanity. Because as all of the popes have said, all the recent popes have said, particularly John Paul II and Benedict XVI, art itself can be a way to God. And I think that when we look at these tapestries and we see their extraordinary drama and color and intelligence, but also we see their faith and we see the world of the Spirit, the world of Christ that shines through them, then in fact, whether we're Christian, whether we're not Christian, whether we're believers or non-believers, then we're all touched in some way by the beauty of truth. And that surely is a great grace for the whole of humanity.
At the beginning of this year, Pope Benedict made a speech about the reason why the church exists. And he made an allusion to the temple and to the call to the Gentiles that we see in many of these tapestries. And it's good for us to remember that the church does not exist for itself. It exists for the world. And I think looking at these beautiful tapestries and cartoons, it reminds us that the church at its beginning, its founder, Jesus Christ our Lord, sending the apostles Peter and Paul, and the Pope made a beautiful speech about we, the church, must be like the temple with the court of the Gentiles. There must be the temple for those who have belief, but we must also make space for those who struggle to believe, even for those who don't believe but are finding their way towards God. And when we see these beautiful tapestries of Peter and Paul, we realize that that's our mission too, to exist for others, even for those who cannot believe, that we must be there to point the way.
I think what I found most invigorating about the exhibition and standing in front of these tapestries and these cartoons that we are so fortunate to see is that they tell not only the story of art, and they set themselves within a terrific story of a history of art, but they also tell and recount the story of faith. And that story that Raphael tried to put both in painting and through, you know, the weaver's loom, is also our story. It's a story that we are so fortunate to be a part of. And that whether it's the miracle of the great draught of fish, whether it's the healing of the lame man, or whether it's the conversion of the proconsul, that's my story too. And the story of Peter and Paul must become my mission and my way of living too. So their pilgrimage becomes my pilgrimage. Their living and their witnessing must also be my way of living and witnessing. So that maybe in 500 years' time, you know, if these tapestries, you know, are still in existence and still on show, then we will be a great part, I think, of that handing on, so that others will come to know that story, others will come to share that faith, and others will come to live that witness too.
Tapestry Talk is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk.